Yo, guys, Charlie, welcome to the F More Let's Divide podcast. This isn't another episode. This is a recap. Charlie, Fred, what did happen?
Wagwan G.
Charlie, this time Charlie, we have...
Brown, this black thing, I tell you, see if I'm...
Oh, Charlie, plenty day, plenty day.
He could go my hand.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, black power. Black power.
It'd be dope.
Yeah. Charlie, what did happen?
Charlie, I'll be, you know.
Today, dear, we have the floor to ourselves.
Yep. I think we've
been
eating
it. Yeah. I mean, the plan was to have our own, you know, sessions in between, but Charlie, the guest kept on coming and coming and coming.
The conversations were... We had a long season.
Charlie, 21 yes. solid episodes.
And there's not one person that I would say was not memorable.
Yeah. At all.
Yeah. Everybody stuck in my head in terms of...
Shouts to, first of all, I want to give shouts to every single guest that we've had on the podcast, especially everybody from Sister Deborah to Panjianoff, Professor Collins for giving us, you know, his time, Nana Danso for coming through with the herbs,
Nane Sihine,
Angel Maxine,
Ajua Buama,
Ochale, Bushke Kele. Mighty Biero,
Kim,
Alima Bello,
and
talking drums.
Hey, that was the best moment. We had to hand over the mics.
Ifua Rida,
Ifua,
Eddie Blay, Charlie, David Nicole, that episode two was dope. Nanada Kwa, shouts to Nanada Kwa for coming through with the sex talk. Baba Sadiq, Kofi Beats Menace. David Bolton.
That's actually one of my favorite episodes. Kofi Beat Menace was very insightful.
David Bolton. James Gardner.
Of course.
Charlie. It'd go on. Charlie, we want to, you know, doff our hats off. Hey, Charlie. We want to doff our hats to you, Charlie.
Yeah.
You guys came through for
us. Interlingua. We appreciate you.
Yeah, it was good lap, you know, 21 solid episodes. That means 21 weeks,
non-stop.
Charlie, so what did you learn? What was your take home?
You know,
3,000.
I was just talking to, shout out to the crew, by
shout out to the crew too, Charlie, Derek, you know, and Keps, and Ibam. You know, and all those who you
Shout out Wale, by the way. That's one of my favorite episodes.
Wale. Shout out to Wale. You know.
But I was just telling them that one of it's only fitting that you put Panji as our last episode. For me personally, the way I was preparing for that interview,
It went south.
So shout out to Panji.
Yeah, shout out to Panji. Yeah. I mean, Panji is one guy that I know him so well. You can't contain him. Like, there are days that I would be talking to him and he would veer off and I'm trying to bring him back. And the more you try to bring him back, the more he goes, you know. So, Panji, as for Panji,
I
think the next time he comes on, we want him on. The next time he comes on, we have to shut him. Okay, it's okay. Now, the question is A, B, C, D, you know.
Because he has so much knowledge that he can still share.
Yeah.
And we want to tap into that. Yeah. And Professor Collins was dope.
Shouts to Professor Collins. Shouts.
He was very insightful for us. Like,
very insightful.
And I felt like the audience or the people who, you know, listen to us were very engaged.
Yeah.
They were appreciative of the work that he's done.
Yeah.
If Warida was... Something else.
Yeah, I mean,
that was the funniest moments we had on set.
Yeah, she came.
Remember that?
She surprised us. She surprised because she's quite reserved. Yeah. But Ifua never shared any of our clips.
Oh, Ifua, why did they do so? I see him the other time too. Yeah. Ifua post me, why?
Yeah, I saw her. I think when she came here, she posted us. Yeah. But for the actual, you know, I do understand her and I'm quite like her. You know, I don't want to see myself on screen ever after I go on TV or, like, I never want to hear myself. I never want to see myself.
So it could be part of
that. Yeah, you know.
But before you just share small for the love.
Yeah, Charlie. If I was dope. Charlie.
And you know what surprised us? Alima.
Dope.
When we recorded, we felt one way.
Yeah,
when the episode came, we felt it was an entirely different way.
It was dope. It was really, really dope. Yeah, yeah. She took us on a ride. She was so eloquent, so precise with her questions.
Yeah.
And Charlie, we still wish her luck.
Of course.
She's due soon.
Yeah, it has to be soon.
Charlie. Shouts to...
She's having a sale too, so if you guys...
Oh, okay, 60% nice.
60% off.
Dope. Charlie, I remember your bout with Sister Deborah.
Yes, so that was the first episode, right?
Very first. And I'm like, oh, not again.
This trans matter.
Yeah.
But we have settled our trans
issues. Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to the trans
Surprisingly,
community.
You and Angel Maxine
got
was,
on very... Yeah, I think she was insightful.
Very insightful.
I respect the individual decisions. Mm. And on her level, the way she carries herself, she's a great representation for the community.
But some people also told me that you went in too much on her, you know.
On Angel Maxine.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then me, I feel like I don't go in and say, guys, there may be... I've stopped talking about that subject.
Yeah,
so
Charlie.
My bad if I made you feel uncomfortable or anything. Mm, but Angel Maxine was pretty...
Oh, but Angel told me that she really enjoyed, you know, her time with us, you know. How about Baba Sadiq?
Baba Sadiq was a very unique character.
Yeah, very, very, you know...
He'd be very composed, but
he gets some strong spine. Yeah, he knows what's up,
Yeah. Especially the story he was telling us about the relationships
between the tribes and all that. Shouts to Baba Sadiq, Nana Dakwa, you know.
Yeah, Nana Dakwa was rather the person I would have thought people said I clashed with because it felt like there was some tension.
Yeah,
I enjoyed her thoroughly. I think she's a brilliant woman.
Yeah, Nana Dakwa was dope.
Yeah, and it's also good to have. I don't know how others feel, but I think it's good for us to have dialogue, even when we don't agree.
Yeah.
Especially when we don't agree, that's when we should talk to each other the most.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, people will be in their own silos, and then that's how hate grows. But when you talk to each other, at least you get each other's perspective.
We forgot to shout Aduma.
Oh, Aduma. Hi, Aduma. What up? I was trying to give you a ride home, but you didn't let me take it.
Yeah. Shout out to Aduma. Came with a glory of God, and with some secular stuff, you know, she was a great sport.
Yeah,
shout out to Aduma. I mean, growing up in a Christian home, you know, with your dad being a well-known pastor, and
she's carried it very well.
Yeah, and you being allowed to go on your own route to explore, do what you know, you want to do, I think is really, really dope.
That's a shout out to her parents, man.
Yeah.
Very, 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 very
dope
on their part to allow them to be themselves without forcing them to go one way or the other.
Yeah. David Nicole say to
mining. We got into the mining industry.
Charlie. Heavy travel.
Yeah.
Man, David Nicole say, shout out to David Nicole.
And his robbery story was something else, man. Charlie. Sounds to be rub it and chop your jaw.
They hate the jollof. Jollof.
Wow.
Yeah, so Eddie Blay
was a revelation.
Yeah. Mm. Eddie Blay was dope. I mean, what I remember from that episode is giving him their lyrics and relating it to the current, you know.
Yeah.
Political climate was really, really dope. I think they were soothsayers in a way.
Which reminds, you know, there's a, I don't know if you saw on social media, but there's this short story going around where it's saying Wu-Tang knew about TikTok and all the social media platforms because of some of the lyrics that they were saying back in the day.
Right.
It kind of like reflected the kind of world that we're living in now. So it's like they were in a different dimension. Seen into the future.
David Bolton sent me a video some weeks ago, and it was of an interview of this man. I will send it to you.
Okay.
Who was predicting the now, like the social medias. This was back in the 80s or early in the 1990s. Crazy.
Really? Wow.
Crazy. Like, I was like, wow. I was send
Is the guy still alive?
I have no idea. I can't even remember.
Yeah, people like that, Charlie. I'd like to tap into
And Charlie, for our episode, like our latter episode, you brought in a friend, Kim Berry, you know.
Yeah. One of
that episode was
most watched episode so far.
Yeah.
People really connected with her realness.
Connected with her.
I'm actually gonna go see her after I leave.
Mm.
So,
right, is she open today?
Yeah, she opens half day.
Shout out to Kim Berry. You guys, you should go online, Google Kim Berry on your maps. You find her location.
Yeah.
Go
she
and
was
support.
So raw, so real.
Yeah. I think we are going to have her back.
Yeah.
At a point. And Charlie, my guy Wale, aka Mighty Piero, came with the culinary info.
And life, just
and
life lessons.
Yeah, yeah. Having kids, you know, balancing, you know, life in New York.
Such a composed human
being. Yeah. Wale was really dope. Nane Sihine. You know, shouts.
Hey, human being, they look young like this.
Yeah.
Too much. For the medicine.
Nane Sihine came through for
and
us.
And his story was the funniest story about how when he told the story, I think you knew who it was, but I also guessed right.
Oh, yeah. The story he gave, yeah. We all know. like many people in the comments, like they easily, you know,
picked up
who that was, Charlie. Fred, Charlie, this episode really kicked me. Talking drums.
Yeah.
Shouts talking drums.
It was a blast, man.
Charlie, the part that Beku was like, Charlie, I don't want any trouble. Hey.
They are not our competition. Yeah. Daddy Luma was not our competition. Yeah. My nigga, get it straight.
Charlie. And Charlie, the slangs, Charlie. Yeah. I mean, the slangs, it be inbuilt.
It comes in the DNA.
Yeah, default set setting.
Yeah.
Abna Boama of Hana Beauty.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Abna, I did call you Ajua in the beginning.
Yeah, Abna Boama, you know.
And he likes to get it called Abna Boama.
Yeah, Abna Boama came with the skin tips and with all the good works that she's doing.
And the fly outfit, the fly gear.
Yeah, that she's doing, you know, up north. Professor Collins, the chronicler with Professor Collins. You know, that episode 2 was, you know.
We have to have him again. And remember he invited us. He said he could possibly bring.
Yeah. Prophets.
Yeah, Prophets.
You know, very, very open, you know.
I love that episode.
Bushke. Shouts to Bushke. Shouts to me.
Even my ride with him when we're leaving.
Yeah, it was dope.
That guy be legit.
Yeah, it was dope. Then, Panjianov.
Yeah. We talked about Panji. Panji, I prepared for you for 3 months and he's still over me.
Still. So, yeah. We shall return.
Yeah, we won't rematch.
Yeah, Charlie. But Fred, with the start of the episode, I put out a picture of who was going to be first.
Yeah.
And things change. Shouts to DZ Do This.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be our first guest. I still have that video there. But we couldn't, you know, release it because of the convo that we wanted to have with him.
Yeah.
You know, as we go along, as we work through this podcast, one thing about us is to remain pure, is to have integrity, is to be clean, and, you know, is to we
to be fair.
To be fair, you know.
To everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is so true because DZ is your bro.
Yeah.
You know.
Like real blood brother.
Yeah, so. Blood brother.
Yeah.
But even with that, we were like, no, if you are not going to talk about this, then we called him here to address some issues that you might know or you might not know. But he came through and was like, nah, his team said he can't talk about that.
Into detail. I mean, we scratched the surface.
We actually spoke about it a little bit, but we wanted to enter. You know, we wanted to enter, but we couldn't get a chance. So we're like, that we wouldn't release that episode. So Fred, what's your take?
You know, before we came, you and I had a discussion about trying to be very honest and open about what had happened so we can discuss thoroughly. But in the process of recording, after we finished recording, what I realized about even myself, and I had to check myself, was I realized I was a bit biased or defensive. But that aside, because, you know, Bay is my brother and I want the best for him no matter what. I don't believe in throwing the baby out with the bathwater. And I was more on that position because I'm close to the action and I know him thoroughly. Maybe my protective brother thing kicked in by default. And I'm like, look, he's going to get past this. He's going to do what he needs to do. He's going to make a full 180. And so I didn't realize until we were done that there's some issues that you can't just talk about on the surface and be dismissive about. So when it came up and we're like, well, wait a minute. There are other people that we've grilled and their matter was not even... Remember the guy who came to talk to us about the protest?
Politician. The politician. Some more uncle
man. The fire he faced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shouts.
Nobody as...
Yeah.
And so it felt like the spirit of what we do and the integrity that we always maintain, it didn't come through with DZ as much as we would have liked. And for obvious reasons, I mean, the game is the game. His team, he has a team. They are building a brand also, and they feel that at this juncture, that's not the kind of, you know, spotlight they want to put on him. So I got to, you know, try and understand where he was coming from. But
that said, we are trying to get him back. Mm-hmm. You know, we have been trying to get him back, but, you know, it always falls through, right? Yeah.
There's a couple of things that he has in the works. I think once he tightens those buttons, then he'll be in a position to try and make it back. So.
I mean, for season one, we were focused on fatherhood, you know, childhood, you know,
death
grief. And grief and all that. But for season two, it was everywhere. You know, season two, I think, was guest focused.
Yes.
Yeah, season two was. So what should we expect for season three?
Tommy, you know, one of the things that I've loved about this, you know, union that we formed. Okay, pause. This be true brotherhood. But I feel like it allowed us to talk about so many things. But knowing you, knowing me, I think there's so much more depth to who we are and things that we want to discuss.
Yeah,
I love what we did in season two because it allowed us to shed spotlight on our guests who had accomplished so much. And it's good to share that with the public. But I'm hoping that season three will be a culmination of everything that we've learned between season one and season two.
Yeah.
Where we can bring a balance.
Yeah.
So we can hone on the topics that we are very good at addressing.
But I have some dope guests lined up.
For season three.
Yeah, for season three who are going
and
to
come. And maybe we can try and talk to them about specific subjects as well. Like the way we talked to Professor Blay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, hers was kind of focused on a specific topic. Yeah. So we can try and do some of that.
We can.
Let us know how you guys feel about both seasons as well in the comments.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have to comment. You guys have to chip in because we are doing this for you.
Yeah.
You know, so you guys have to.
As much as the self-therapy is for you guys as
So you know, you guys have to chip in.
How about you? What do you feel about
season two?
Season two and then.
I mean, season two. The run was too long for me. The 20 episodes plus was quite long for me. And because
it's intensive, the kind of work that goes into it.
First season we went 20 plus, second season 20 plus. I'm like, the plan was to hit 12 and pause and start season three. But I mean, I guess we are enjoying this, but Charlie, we should pause at a point and season three is going to be 12 episodes.
So now we're going to the format so that you guys don't get surprised and start complaining.
Yeah, 13 max.
13 max per season.
Yeah, I think. But Charlie, with a convo, with the people, with the fun times that we had on set, you know, on location, I think I've met people, I've heard, I've been inspired through and through.
Yes. I'm terrible at following up and, you know, networking, but there's not a single guest that has been here that I didn't feel like I can learn more from. They were all like super,
David
super
Bolton.
Especially David Bolton. For him, you know, I was, Charlie, it makes sacrifice, you know, especially with that kind of money on the line.
Yeah, of course.
For you to make that sacrifice.
Shouts to David Bolton. That episode two was really, really, really dope. You know, I've been following him for years, for over 20 years, and finally he was in our seats. So it was dope. It was dope. Chai Fred, what's on your mind now?
Right now, I'm in a good place. You know, last season when we're dealing with some stuff in the background, the man they owe me still no pay. But right now, I'm in a better place with all of that. I think business-wise, we're doing good and the relationships are good. Mm. Something that we can't talk about fully, but I was a part of something small, which is a big thing in your personal life, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that was a good moment for me. I really appreciated being a part of that. Yeah. I got to see a different side of you.
In general,
we have in the background to reconnect with one of our childhood friends.
Shouts to Rudolph. Shouts to Rudolph.
We're trying to put things together and make this thing grow for all of us.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to say for the audience alone, because I think for us, it does something for us as well.
Yeah,
so
of course, yeah. I mean, season 3 is definitely going to be better. Definitely going to be better. Because season 2 was a pickup from season 1. Mm. So definitely,
But what kind of headspace are you in now too? Because I feel like you've been through a transition.
Charlie, yeah, I mean, the transition has been calm, but, you know, I'm feeling it. I think I'm getting more thoughtful, you know. Anytime I'm getting broke, that's when my mind comes, you know, home. You know, I'm getting more thoughtful. I'm thinking a whole lot, you know, scheming, like, what can bring money? What shouldn't I focus on? I have so many work that I have to finish, you know, and all that. I'm working with 2 people, one based in Toronto and one based in the United States of America. And we have been, the one based in Toronto, we've been working on a documentary for the past 4 years.
Wow.
4 years. You know, it's on strikes, protests, demonstrations in Ghana.
Yeah, you mentioned to me.
Yeah, and we have to finish it this year.
Okay.
So that's what I'm trying to clear, you know. And the one in the States, you know, we are still filming. She's coming down next month for us to finish. Then I'll start doing the post stuff. So, like, my mind is all scattered, and I'm working, I'm doing stuff here and there. Charlie, work here. But, Charlie...
You're like, they calm.
Yeah. I'm calm. I'm like, calm.
Because I feel like from season 1, where we were at, and where you were at psychologically, I felt like with season 2, your energy be more...
Yeah.
Gathered,
like, yeah. 100%. I
love that.
I'm just looking forward to this break from the podcast. You know, from when this episode drops, we will break for 4 weeks and come back with, you know, with full vim, full kappa. You know, the conversations, like we always say this, but you guys don't get us. We don't plan the questions. We don't discuss anything, Fred and myself. We just go with the flow. But I think for season 3, we have to structure things a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't want us to structure everything to a T. Like, we should just throw things around so we know what we are. Because if we put everything, like, fine-tune everything, I think...
It takes away from the spirit of what we do.
Yeah. So,
but we can put structure to things.
Of course. 100%. 100%. Charlie, I was saying that we would, you know, record for an hour, but I think this was... But. And this is just a recap. So we thank you for coming on this ride with us. Thank you for tuning in, leaving reviews, following us.
Subscribing. We love it.
The TikToks, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, the Twitters, and the YouTubes, Charlie. We thank you. They are not going to be dormant for 4 weeks. It's still going to be active. We are going to post stuff, clips from episodes and stuff. So, Charlie, guys, keep on checking us.
So, you were actually, I think maybe you forgot, but we were thinking about possibly still putting out that episode, but we're not sure.
So, guys, what do you think? Should we put out the DZ Do This episode or not?
Yeah. It's a bonus thing that's lying around.
Yeah.
So we just have to check in and make sure everything is copacetic, but it might be a thing.
So depending on what you guys do, that's what
that's we, in the vault sometime.
Yeah, so
it might be now, it might be another time.
Yeah, but I mean, it's there, so. But within the 4 weeks, if depending on what they say, we can still release it because that episode 2 was fun.
It was fun. Aside the other stuff, everything else we talked about a lot.
It was fun. It was so, guys, should we release the DZ Do This episode let us know in the comments. Maybe I might do a poll for this.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Bruh!
No, Charlie.
See what the public thinks.
Charlie, guys, we are out. See you in 4 weeks. This is the F More Let's Divide. Fred.
Yes, sir.
We are through.